Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. Where's any key? Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Michelle Seaver Tucker is here. She's the co-author of Exit Rich. She's the founder and the CEO of Seaver Tucker Incorporated, which is a company helping people divest of their businesses or merge with somebody and get bigger. And she's here to talk to us about how you can do any of those things. Michelle Seaver Tucker, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's actually Michelle Seiler.
Seiler, I was just about to ask you if I was saying it right. And I had you know what, Michelle? I had a 50-50 chance the way I looked at it. So Michelle Seiler Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Michelle, I was telling the audience before you got here, telling them that you were coming and what we were going to talk about. I was reminding them of a statistic that's just in my head. I don't have the numbers. You probably do. But of the 28 million small business owners that are out there, almost all of them, most of them, a disturbing number of them will, at the end of the day, will just lock the door and drop the key in the trash can and walk away without any kind of a check, without any kind of a buyout, without any kind of a coupon to clip. They'll just walk away. They will not have anything of value that anybody would pay them money for. Now, we know stories where people, that was the opposite. They walked away rich. But I want you to help me improve those numbers. Where did we start? What do you think about my thoughts there, by the way?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, Steve Forbes says it best, that 8 out of 10 businesses, 80% of businesses that put their company on the market won't sell.
Yep.
80%. So that's a pretty startling statistic.
But here's something interesting, Michelle. If you talk to every one of those 8, they'll tell you they're going to sell their business when they retire. They'll tell you they've got that. You know, they'll say that, yeah, I'm going to sell my business. They don't. 7 of those 8 don't know they won't be able to sell their business. That's what's sad.
Yeah, it is sad because they have no idea. The reason why the businesses are not selling, though, is because business owners treat their business as a baby, not as the most valuable asset
right
in their life, in their portfolio. And they don't think about selling until a catastrophic event has occurred, internal or external. Internal meaning health issues, partner disputes, divorce, death, or external, this pandemic we're in. And that's the worst time to start your business. You're in a catastrophic event. The best time to sell your business is when your business is doing well.
Well, one of the things that's exactly right. And one of the things I've done here on the show for the entire time, for 23 years now, over 23 years, is try to help business owners understand that they have to begin the process to get ready to sell, to build value, to be sold, and to structure the enterprise so that it can be sold. You got to start doing that at least 5 years, if not a decade in advance. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm actually working with business owners to change the mindset of business owners that they really should be planning from day one of buying or starting their company. Now, obviously, many businesses have been in business 10, 15, 20, 30 years, so they need to plan immediately. And I always tell my business owners, you know, start with the end in mind. And like Stephen Covey wrote in his book, you know, always start with the end in mind.
Right.
And we call this the GPS exit model in my book, Exit Rich. First and foremost, you need to figure out, where are you going to? What is your destination?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to sell your business for $10 million, $15 million, $20 million? Pick a number. Then you need to know, what is your current location, your current valuation? What is your business worth today? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, Jim, but most business owners have no idea what their business is even worth.
Oh, yes, they
and,
do.
You know,
no,
we go
Michelle,
to the doctor.
No, Michelle. You're wrong. If you ask them, they'll say, oh, I'm going to get $1 million. That's the word. That's the term. No, Michelle, yeah, you've heard him say that. Michelle, you've heard him say that before, haven't you?
I have. I've had them come to me and say, hey, I want $10 million for my business, and their EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, is all of $100,000.
Or they, Michelle, they don't even know what EBITDA means.
That's right. They don't know what EBITDA means, and they have no idea what their numbers are because they've been living out of their business, running personal expenses, and not keeping track of it. So they have no idea what they're really making in
when
their business.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Michelle to help us understand how we can turn our business around. And when we ask ourselves this question, if I didn't love my business, would I buy it today? Ask yourself that question. And if and when you get over the chill that runs up your spine when you say that, and you answer that question, Michelle's going to help you solve that problem after the break. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blessing, and just spoken to you. Take us out. Born on the bayou.
Born on the bayou. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.